Hello, friends. It's time for the News Talk 94.9 WSJM Morning Announcements with yours truly, Jim Gifford, and my partner in crime, Spencer Rivers. Brought to you by the good people at Special Light Indicator in Benton Harbor. And there is a good chance that you have walked through a special light door when you go into a local restaurant or visit a school or a store or walk into a manufacturing plant. So thank you to Special Light Indicator in Benton Harbor and enjoy your morning announcements. 94.9 WSJM. Thank you from Dido. You remember Dido, Spencer?
No, I think I got that at the drugstore once. But
Is that a cream or?
It's a salve.
A salve, yeah. I quite frankly have forgotten Dido as well. But one hit wonder there, saying thank you this morning as we lead into our top story of the morning announcements here. And that is a big thank you. From the Berrien County health folks, directed to all of us here in the region. That from Spectrum Health Lakeland President Dr. Lauren Hamill, as Andrew was reporting in the news this morning, claiming that we, the peoples of Berrien County in Southwest Michigan, have delivered, quote, the best Christmas present ever. And it's not a Red Ryder BB gun. By continuing to stay safe as the downward trend in COVID cases continues. And the decrease is marked, apparently. Over the last 3 weeks, we have seen a sustained decrease trend in our number of cases. We're now down to around 37 new cases per day. For perspective, just before Thanksgiving, 165 new cases per day.
Wow.
So that's impressive. So hats off to us. I see you've already got your hat off, so
yeah,
you were prepared for this.
Okay. Here's your hat. What's your hurry?
Have you got anything to hang it on?
No. Got a feather to put in it, though.
So there is that. So way to go, peoples, for doing your thing and being safe, and the numbers are down. And as the governor reported the other day, the state of Michigan, on the whole, is doing much better than the rest of the Midwest here, thanks to the efforts of Michiganders. So, hooray for us. We wrap up December and the year 2020 on a bit of an up note. Now, I fully expected to be slip-sliding around like crazy this morning, Spence. I was concerned yesterday with all the water that was laying around.
Oh, yeah.
Yesterday, mm-hmm. And I thought, well, my God, if this all freezes tonight, we're not going to be able to walk tomorrow. But the roads and seemingly most of the paved areas, especially if they were plowed, are all in pretty good shape this morning.
Yes, they are.
Nice and dry and not slippery at all.
You didn't have any traction control warnings.
No, that was not an issue this morning. It was a clean, clear, and safe drive in this morning, and I suspect you will enjoy the same wherever you're going. Because I don't know how everything dried out, because it sure was wet yesterday.
It was.
My goodness. I would have guessed, though, that where there is some lingering snow or slush from the other day, that'll be a bit crunchy and or slippery this morning, but seems to be all safe on the driving and walking front so far this morning. What else do we know? Oh, hey, this came in too late for Andrew's news this morning, but we got this from the Benton Township Police Department about 9:30 last night. They were called out to Ruth Avenue. 2165 Ruth, that's up north of Red Arrow Highway off of Euclid. They'd had a report of a man shot in the head, and when they got there, that was the case. Guy sitting in the driver's seat of his vehicle, gunshot wound to the head. He did not survive. The identity of the victim as yet to be released pending notification of next of kin from the Benton Township Police Department about 9:30 last night. So we'll fill you in on that when we get more information regarding that. So Beyond that, this morning in other news, we were talking yesterday about the stimulus checks and whether or not they're arriving. And lo and behold, I checked the old credit union bank account, and there they were sitting there in the pending transaction file.
Wow, good for you.
About to drop, as the kids say, on January 4th.
Well, good for you.
So, it's happening.
Yeah, not me this morning, is it?
Not you as yet? You
know, well, I'm not as important as you are. So.
that's how it comes through. It's you are paid based on your importance in the community. That's pretty funny. Now, the downside to that is that's apparently all we're getting.
Yeah.
Because Mitch McConnell yesterday on the floor of the Senate looked at the camera and said to America, "That's all you get." "You've gotten enough. Now go sit down and shut up." Or words to that effect. I've heard more and more response to this whole thing. Many that are and remain in favor of the full $2,000 deal versus the $600, that they wish it was more targeted. My contention there is, good luck with that.
Yeah.
Because it's hard enough for them just to get this whole thing pulled together, let alone figure out who should and shouldn't get it. But, I mean, there's some validity to that argument that there are bunches of people. Tom Austin the other day when we were talking said, you know, you got a guy sitting there with like $10 million in savings and various other retirement assets. And because he's not pulling in a lot of income, you know, he's qualified for that $2,000. Well, does that guy need it? Probably not.
No.
In fact, I could use his.
Yeah.
And as soon as I find out who he is, I'm going over to his house. Hey, before we get too much further into this thing, you ready for this morning's amazing corny joke?
Boy.
You provided these things as apparently...
it was in the Christmas stocking.
One of your stocking stuffers was this collection of amazing corny jokes, and we're going to share them as long as I can bear it. Because most of these are awful. So, without further ado, and I guess I shouldn't prejudge this for you, but I'll let you judge it. Why is tennis such a loud game, do you suppose?
Tennis a loud game? I do not know.
Well, it's because each player raises a racket.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Does that qualify as corny?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. All right. We'll save some of those for next year. I don't want to use up all the good stuff on this old year of 2020 that we're so sick and tired of. Hey, we are working our way into the midst of winter. We're a full month in, I guess. We tend to think of December as a winter month, even though it doesn't officially arrive until like two-thirds of the way through.
It's the 21st, right?
21st, but we consider winter, December, a winter month.
Yeah,
we do. So in that regard, we're about a third of the way through, if you want to think of March as spring.
And we're getting what, a minute of daylight every day? Or
is that what it is?
I don't know. It's more daylight every day.
Well, that's all good news. It has been a relatively mild winter thus far with pretty normal temperatures. Now, I've not had a chance to go back and do the comparison like I did with November, but holy moly, when I was looking at that, I mentioned the $600 sitting in the transaction queue at the credit union account there. Also in that is the outgoing gas bill for this month, which comes out at the end of the month. It's $53.
Wow.
That's what I thought. And, you know, I know this hasn't been a real cold December, but a $53 gas bill, I'm pretty happy with that.
Do you have any other gas appliances beside your furnace? Or
Water heater, and there's a stove in the basement that's got a pilot light burning, but that's about it.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, we used to have a gas dishwasher, but...
What about a gas dryer?
I do have a gas dryer now that you mention it.
Okay.
Yeah. But we don't ever wash clothes, so.
Oh, okay. You just buy new ones.
I've been wearing this shirt for a week and a half.
All righty. Good thing we're in separate rooms.
No, but I thought my, and like I said, when I compared November bills, and I'm doing that because I got a new furnace, and I'm just, you know, they're supposed to be way more efficient than my 30-year-old. Yeah. Boy, it sure sounds like it's, and looks like it's turning out to be true. So,
good.
Hooray for that. I'll give you the details because I know you want them. As soon as I do that year-over-year comparison with last December. Because on the gas bills, they do give you the average daily temperature and so on and so forth, so you can compare that way. All right. But on the weather front, what is coming, you might ask? Or I might ask, because that's what's in my notes. Next couple of weeks don't look very much like January, apparently. Mm. We are expecting kind of a sloppy mess again on New Year's Day. But beyond that, here's what we're looking at. The 6 to 10 days and the 8 to 14-day forecast both show a high chance of warmer than normal temperatures across both Michigan and the entire Great Lakes region.
Hmm.
So you better lower your expectations right now. The first 2 weeks of January, normally quite cold, so a warmer than normal forecast will still be cold, but it just won't be harsh.
Good.
And very I'm okay good. With that. I'll take cold over harsh. and if we can just get rid of this whole mess thing that the guys at Channel 22 keep telling us about, then we'll be all right.
Yeah.
So the normal high temperatures, for the record, low 30s for the southern part here of the lower peninsula of Michigan.
That's not bad.
So, on the precipitation side of things, forecast leaning toward a slight chance that it'll be heavier than average. So you can interpret that any way you like.
Hmm.
A little warmer, maybe a little snowier in the first couple of weeks of January. That's okay. The guesstimate. All right, here's something from our go look up Schadenfreude. File.
I beg your pardon.
Huh? Excuse me? God bless me, maybe. You ever heard the word Schadenfreude?
I have not. Sounds German.
It is.
Oh, okay.
It is literally what it means is pleasure derived by someone else's misfortune.
Oh.
So somebody's having a rough time or just had some bad luck and you think that's funny or cool or she gets some sort of pleasure out of that, that is known by the German word of Schadenfreude.
Okay.
So from that file comes the story of the Tyson Foods managers. You may remember this story. Fired for betting on how many workers that worked for them at their Iowa pork plant would actually contract COVID-19. They had a pool going to see who would get closest to the number of people who would be infected.
Mm-hmm.
Those people were fired. But one of the guys, a former night manager at this Waterloo, Iowa plant, is trying to explain himself, saying that it was spontaneous fun and intended to boost morale.
Okay.
So, which is why I'm suggesting that he go look up Schadenfreude, because that's kind of the definition of it. Said he was speaking in an attempt to show that the seven guys who got fired are not the evil people that the company portrayed them to be. He says, we want to clear our names. We actually worked very hard and took care of our team members well. So if that's the case, I don't know why they were having so much fun on this bet to see how many were going to get sick amongst their own employees.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like fun to me.
Oh, man. Spontaneous fun intended to boost morale. All right, buddy. Good luck in your next managerial job. It's 624.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a fateful trip that started from this tropic port aboard this tiny ship. The mate was a mighty sailing man, the skipper brave and sure. Five passengers set sail that day for a three-hour tour. A three-hour tour.
You know, I think I was fully an adult before I realized that they were not singing about a chopping board, but instead a tropic port. in the Ballad of Gilligan's Island. And I've already, it's not even 7 o'clock, and I've already heard this thing about 18 times today.
Oh, yeah?
And there's a reason for that, because...
The movie star, the professor, and Marianne.
And Marianne passed away the other day. Don Wells has died and is added very late to the list of people we've lost in 2020. Don Wells, 82 years old, best known for her role as Marianne on Gilligan's Island, died Wednesday morning due to complications from COVID. She was Miss Nevada. Did you know that back in 1959? Got started acting, appearing in things like Bonanza and Maverick and 77 Sunset Strip, and won out over 350 actresses who auditioned for the Marianne Summers role.
Oh, okay.
Who knew she even had a last name?
I did not.
Gilligan's Island on the air from 1964 to 67, but it's been on every day since in syndication there. And she was interviewed recently about what she might have done differently had she done something differently.
If I had to do it over again, I think I'd be in news. I think I'd like to be Diane Sawyer. I think I'd like to be Lucy Liu or whatever it is where she travels all over the world. You know, now we have CNN and stuff. We didn't have that when I was growing up. I'm a news junkie to begin with. I think I would like something like that. I would like something every day where it's different and you're in tune with the world, and I think I would like to do that.
So, a late addition to the end-of-year thing that we tend to do, which is list all the people we've lost over the course of the past year. Some recent additions here at the end of the year include Pierre Cardin, the designer, and Phil Niekro, the knuckleballer, and Sean Connery was... recently, and Alex Trebek here toward the end of the year, and whole bunches of more. Charlie Pride on that list. And you can go and find the complete list if you want. And many of the TV news magazines do that sort of stuff to wrap it up, too. So,
Terry Louise is the last one of the cast.
That is
alive.
Yeah, that was correct. My initial query, at least in my own head, was, is there anybody left from that cast? And I thought initially, no, she's the last one. But then, I guess Tina Louise is still around.
And she doesn't want her age published from
really?
What I read. Yes.
Yeah. I'm guessing she's 80-something as well, be my guess.
Did you have a favorite character on that show?
I don't know if I had a favorite or not. Okay. I always see that. Who are you? Are you a Marianne guy or are you a Ginger guy?
I thought Jim Backus was hilarious.
Yeah,
in that
he
show
was very funny. He was very funny. Lovey! Yeah, the argument always in favor of Marianne over Ginger was, she's the girl you'd like to take home to mom.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm thinking, really? That's what you want to do with her? You want to take her home to mom? That's where your head's at? Sure. Okay.
The big question is, why did they have all that luggage and stuff for a 3-hour tour? That's always been the question.
That is amazing. And, the stuff they were able to do with coconuts.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure they built a ham radio with coconuts. And there are always weird people showing up on the island and then scooting out of there and still leaving them behind.
Didn't they do, I think they did a reunion movie where they got rescued.
Did they?
I think they did. I don't know.
With the original cast?
I believe so.
Really? I don't remember that.
At least those who were still alive.
Yeah. Okay. That's possible. I don't remember that, but it's possible, if not likely. So there is that. We say goodbye to Don Wells and or Marianne, if you prefer. What else do we know here this morning? Page 2 of your morning announcements includes something, a new thing that I didn't even know was a thing. Apparently, in an effort to give people a better start to 2021, there's an internet challenge going out called Just Be Nice. It's the 2021 Just Be Nice Challenge. And boy, it turned out pretty well for a Petoskey waitress, for somebody just being nice to her, because they left her a tip for $2,021.
Oh, how about that?
There's your stimulus right there, huh?
Yeah.
So apparently the move calls for people with the finances to do so, to give a $2,021 tip at various businesses. Now, there was an earlier version of this in 2020, which challenged people to do give away generous tips like that. Several celebrities got involved. I don't think that really gained a lot of traction, though. I remember hearing a couple of stories about that. I think Mark Wahlberg or one of the Wahlbergs, Donnie, somebody did something nice in that vein. But then it seemed to kind of die out. Didn't hear any more about that. Now, somebody's trying to resurrect this online, but this waitress at the J.W. Fillmore in Petoskey got a $2,021 tip. So did a waitress at a Florida restaurant. Now, you don't have to do that. Some people are leaving tips of like $20.21 in the spirit of things, if that's more in keeping with your budget. Heck, that's my grocery bill for the week.
Really? Oh, geez. What are you doing there, buying steak?
$20.21?
No. Oh, I thought you meant $2,021.
No. $20.21.
Mm.
That's if we catch the sales at Aldi's.
Oh, okay. Stock up on those, what do they call them, romaine noodles? What are they?
Ramen noodles.
Yeah.
I have never had those.
Those are good, but they're awful salty.
So they were a staple amongst my fellow college roommates and stuff back in the day. But for whatever reason, I never had them. All right, so there is that. It's the 2021 Just Be Nice challenge, would you, if you're out spending money? Speaking of spending money, in the event that you are, here's an interesting note in that regard. MasterCard has just released their holiday shopping numbers, and the category that saw the biggest jump this year was home improvement.
Ooh.
Up 80% over last year.
Wow.
So with all of us sitting at home, apparently, looking around going, boy, this needs some improvement.
Yeah.
I better get me to a Home Depot like now. Yeah, lots of money. The Detroit Free Press came up with a list of things that people did spend their money on last year, wish that they hadn't, because things changed, including plane tickets. People buying plane tickets and going, well, now I can't go anywhere, so now what? In this survey they did with their readers, one of the other things on the list was a calligraphy learning kit. Have you ever had the desire to learn calligraphy?
I have not.
You don't want to write fancy letters and stuff?
No.
Other things that people bought and regretted, a telescopic fishing rod.
Oh, okay.
Don't know what that's all about. My first passport. Yeah, that would have been kind of a waste of money, although they're good for 10 years. So you need them something anyway if you're going somewhere in the future. Bad smelling candles. sometimes they just end up smelling like total garbage. People that bought going out clothes came to regret that because they had nowhere to go out to. Somebody bought, I don't even know what this is, a lemongrass citrus 7th generation disinfecting wipe. What's a 7th generation disinfecting wipe?
Seven people used it before or something.
Been recycled 7 times?
Yeah.
I don't know. Daily planner, that seems like a waste of money. What's your plan for today? Stay home. How about tomorrow? Stay home. I don't know why this is a waste, but people consider this something they bought and didn't need to. Pants. I guess that's understandable.
Yeah.
What am I going to do with these pants? I'm not wearing any. Workout clothes. I thought we were doing more working out at home. Maybe not. I guess if you're at home working out, you don't need any special workout clothes because who's going to see you?
Yeah, that's true.
Except that guy on the Peloton that's working out for you or yelling at you to continue to work out.
I think it would be a good idea if you have a Peloton, just put it in the front yard and use it. And people driving by, oh, that guy's in shape. Look at him.
There you go. Up by the house or out by the road?
Either one.
Okay.
Either one.
It's 6:53. News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM. Wrap it up, page 2 of your morning announcements.